Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, there's a song for you. I got some odds for the Eagles and a quarterback. We'll get to that coming up shortly here. Eagles attached to a QB. Who that is, get to that shortly. By the way, there are things that matter a lot, and there are things that barely matter at all. But you guys know sometimes the things that barely matter at all still bug me, and I still got to, like, surface
yes,
them.
Yes, we
on
definitely
the show.
Know.
So I'm just going to lean into one that it really doesn't matter, but I think it's incredibly stupid. And I just want you guys to give me an amen or not for incredibly stupid. Call this a pet peeve, if you will. I don't know if you guys saw the news this week. This is so dumb.
I have one, too.
All right. Yeah. So the NBA, you know, has got the All-Star game coming up and the weekend coming up soon. And so they have that Rising Stars Challenge thing that they always do. It's fine. It's, you know, it's been like rookies versus second-year guys or rookies versus rookies through the years, whatever it is. So they got a new format this year. It's like three different teams, and I don't even quite know what it is, a target score, whatever all that nonsense is. But, John, they're going to incorporate 12 rookies. They're going to incorporate 12 second-year players, and they're going to incorporate, for the first time ever, four players from the D-League. Like, let's have NBA minor leaguers and showcase them with the Rising Stars Challenge. Yeah, that really makes sense. Like, what in the world?
Why? I mean, no, I'm saying, why do you object to this?
Because, I'm with you, Joe.
Because they're minor leaguers.
Well, they could be Rising Stars. They could make it, their way up.
If they were real,
the
no,
NBA.
You know, they are rising to be a chance for a bench player. Let's have Paul Reed showcase in the NBA All-Star Weekend last year.
So the only
thanks.
Can win these competitions because they're that, like, good.
Maybe they're
standouts in this one area that they actually have a chance.
Maybe nobody in America wants to watch four guys they've never heard of.
Well, the one thing that I can think of,
They're trying to promote the league.
Well, also, they changed the rule where kids don't have to go to college and they can go straight to the D League. So there could be a couple guys in the D League who are, like, legit draft guys.
I guess.
It could be to showcase guys who are going to be a top 10 pick in the draft, a top 5 pick in the draft.
Fair.
And people get to know them a bit if they didn't play in college. It's the only thing I can think of outside of
that
it being ridiculous.
Smart. Jimmy, I think.
Can we wait till those people exist before we change the rule? I mean, like, next month when they have the All-Star weekend, we really gonna have four guys no one's ever heard of, like, on our TV screen on the whatever that is, the Friday night or the Saturday night? Stupid. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494.
Didn't Richie have a pet peeve?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, give me yours, John. What do you got there?
You said something yesterday or the day before about how bright it was driving in.
Yeah.
And you said something like, it was really slow today. Are you one of those people that actually drives slowly because it's bright? Because I've run into that now for the last couple days.
John, sometimes it takes away your vision.
Put your visor down.
No. Sometimes,
put the visor down.
No.
You can see.
Not always.
Squint a little bit.
Not always.
I'm telling you, man, it felt like it was 20, 30 miles per hour slower the last couple days.
I know.
Because, I don't know, people forget they have a visor.
Well, first off, there's not just one driver. So if a few slow down, then everyone's going to slow down on an expressway. And
But it sounds like you slow down.
100% I do. If I don't see clearly.
You put your visor down?
I can't see clearly now. I slow my car. It's very simple.
You put your visor down.
The visor's down. Sunglasses can be on. Sometimes it still gets you.
Wow. See, I don't ever get to where.
James, can you back me up on this?
I can't drive.
Yeah, sometimes
this guy's acting
still,
like sunglare isn't
the visor.
Yeah.
The visor blocks it.
It helps, but it can, depending on where you are and what spot. By the way, this came up with my wife yesterday, this actual conversation, because I mentioned we had a caller call up at the end of the show. I think it was Drew saying the reason for the brightness was the winter solstice.
Yeah.
That was wrong, it turns out. The winter solstice is December 21st. It's the beginning of winter.
Okay.
My wife was like, it was probably brighter because it was early in the morning and the sun was lower in the sky. And I was like, that's a good
point.
Yeah, but
for me, it was the same time I've driven. And I mean, I know it can be off by a couple minutes, but 2 days ago was outrageously bright. I'm just telling you, it was the sun was... It was killer.
Today was similar.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's talk. I mean, listen, I'm sure it has something to do with all the weird stuff that people don't know about, that scientists know about, but most of us don't. Like, why do we sometimes have a full moon and other times we don't? I don't know, but smart people know that answer. I'm not one of them. I don't know the answers to these questions, but I pose them. If you know the answer, let me know why sometimes it's brighter than other times.
But you understand why the moon looks different every night, right?
I don't.
Really?
Yes, I really don't understand. I mean, I know I could understand, but off the top of my head, I don't remember the answer. What's the answer?
Well, the Earth is in the way of the sun, you know, like where the planets are positioned.
Right.
You know, the sun shining toward the moon, the Earth blocks more or less of the moon.
And then there it is. I didn't know that.
Really?
I didn't know that.
You thought, like, the moon changed shape?
No, I didn't think that. I just didn't know the answer.
Never once thought about why
I'm sure
the moon
I've heard
full
it.
And then,
yes,
you know,
I'm
half moon
yes,
and
sixth grade,
crescent moon.
Sixth grade, long time ago for me. Like, there's a lot of stuff I learned that I don't remember.
But it just doesn't stick.
Doesn't stick. That's exactly right. Let's go to Benjamin right now. Benjamin, what's going on, buddy?
Lord Jesus, and this is the guy that people are asking for advice from.
Listen, comments. I got street smarts, Benjamin. I got street smarts.
That's like common sense, though. Like, I don't know. Like,
yeah, but Benjamin, Benjamin, you know that the moon has some relation to the ocean, but you don't really understand exactly how, right? You just know
it's called gravity.
Yeah, gravity. Dude.
Yeah, see, I don't know that.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know that. It's that simple? It's gravity?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Gravitational pull, man.
Is it really?
Yeah.
So why does it change?
Because it's moving around the Earth. So it's pulling, that's what high tide and low tide is. So, you know what I mean? Like, when the moon is here, you got high tide. When it's over here, you got low tide because it's pulling it away or pushing it. Like,
if you say so.
That's
like, you know
weird.
When you see the moon during the daytime, sometimes? That means there's no moon on the other side of the Earth, opposite of where it's at.
They look, you're flying over my head with all this. All right, Benjamin, give me something on the Eagles here. What do you got?
All right. This is definitely quintessential Joe DeCamera as far as the quarterback is concerned, because you want to pass the finish line without running the race is essentially what you want to do.
If I can, sure, of course.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen. Like, it's not if you had Josh Allen 3 years ago, you would have said, nah, let's get rid of that guy. He's not good enough. And then you wouldn't have had Josh Allen now.
Yeah, but it's such a rarity that a guy goes from being that far below average to this exceptional. I mean, Benjamin, that's like saying every kid in high school basketball that gets cut as a sophomore can become Michael Jordan. Well,
you
can be, but it's very unlikely that you will be.
He can definitely become somebody that's serviceable. Yeah.
But I don't want serviceable. I don't know how many times I got to say this. I want a top 10 quarterback. I don't want a 20th best quarterback.
And how rare are those?
They're rare, but I'm going to look for them. Continuously until I'll go down to about 13 or 14. But after that, I have no interest. None. Zero interest in having the 16th best quarterback as my quarterback for 6 years. That is unappealing to me.
Let me ask you this also. Now that Brandon Brooks also has retired,
yep.
How many people do we need to get this offseason in order to make a team that we could feel that's going to be good enough to make it to the playoffs and do something in the playoffs? I mean, you need at least, what, two or three offensive linemen. You need a wide receiver. You're going to need two or three defensive linemen. You're going to need a corner opposite Slay. We need a linebacker. We're going to need, we need special teams. We need somebody to replace Rager that's catching that ball and running it back. We need so much.
Yeah.
And you're willing to give up.
But you're freaking out a little too much, Benjamin.
That's not freaking out. That's like legitimate.
Well, my point is quality teams often have weaknesses. So don't act like you have to be a complete team to be a great team. Because most teams in the salary cap era, most teams have flaws.
You're right. But you can't be an incomplete team.
Well, you don't. Yes, I mean, you don't want to have massive weaknesses.
Look at 49ers right now. Jimmy Garoppolo is not a great
quarterback. He's their biggest weakness. The biggest weakness of the Niners.
They're going to the NFC Championship.
I know.
Like, you know, that's my point.
Benjamin,
like,
something that makes you feel old. What is it?
All right. So these days, I feel like my father whenever I turn on the radio and I hear music from today, because I'm like, this is pure crap.
Oh,
I understand.
Wow.
Where my Tupacs are, where my Biggies at, yeah. Where my Wu-Tang Clan's at, you know, my LL Cool J's. We still haven't gotten that song yet, have we, Joe?
Which one? Yeah, I Need Love.
Yeah.
I'll lay out my jacket so you can walk over a puddle. But not you, Benjamin. Amy from Villanova. Yeah.
Well, that's why I feel old, because I totally crap on music.
It's a really good answer.
It's a great answer.
When you feel out of touch with modern music. Yeah, which I don't yet. I mean, a little bit, but not like.
And it's also everyone thinks their music's the best music. Like, it's just what we do, right?
It
the
is
music
what you
we
do.
Grew up with, the music we love, like, that's the best.
Yeah.
The music's not the same anymore.
Although there's still great stuff.
There is. That's the point. We say that. My wife Emily always gives me crap for this, because she's like, just because you don't listen to it doesn't mean it's not great.
John, like 6-7 years ago when that Carly Rae Jepsen had that Call Me Maybe song. Did you like that? Were you a fan of that? Driving around the car, were you bopping around to Call Me Maybe?
No.
I was.
I was not.
How about Taylor Swift with Shake It Off a couple years back?
I actually think that's a good song.
It is a good song.
I was not listening to that.
Oh, come on, John. You gotta, as Jeffrey Lurie would say, you got to open your heart.
I think she's really talented.
You've got to open your heart.
Yeah, the rest of the
Taylor
world
Swift.
Thinks that,
oh, Taylor
too.
Taylor Swift, great.
Yeah, there's a reason she's like the number one act in the world.
I was in a spot down the shore this past summer, and they got photos on the wall of her, like, when she was, like, a teenager. She would just be down the shore performing in those little shops.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Really cool. All right, so, got some odds here in front of me. For Deshaun Watson, John, which roster he'll be on to start the 2022 season.
Okay.
And the Philadelphia Eagles are in the 3 spot. I mean, basically, you know, that's odds maker saying,
wow,
the Eagles could do this.
And what are the odds?
And by the way, let me just specify. This is if he does not play for Houston. So technically, I guess you can say they're in the 4 spot. I'd like to see odds, like, if all teams are considered, because Houston might be the most likely, but if he's traded or moved on from any which way, of course it would be by trade. The Dolphins are +250. That's the team that's been most attached to Watson because, of course, reports have been that that's
he wants to go.
That's who he wants to play for and only who he wants to play for, and he's got a no trade. Then the Panthers +300. Then the Eagles +400.
Which have been like the 3 teams that have most been talked about with Watson the whole
Not
time.
Not crazy. After that comes the Broncos, the Vikings, Washington, the Steelers, and the Saints. But they're, like, way down from an odd standpoint. Look, it could happen. Nothing's more outrageous and I'll even say unfair in sports than Deshaun Watson having a no-trade clause, being able to, in the midst of this entire ordeal, get to dictate where he plays because he's got a no-trade clause. I mean, it just... It's the kind of thing that makes me get frustrated with athletes. That athletes hold that level of power.
Good job by his agent. They don't hold that level of power.
It's usually, especially in this league, it's usually the reverse.
And if it's anybody, it's an older player.
Aaron Rodgers doesn't have a no trade. And so, you know, that situation is very different.
I think Kobe had one in the NBA, but that's rare. And I think we're going back about 12 or 13 years when I think he got one.
Super rare in the NBA.
Super, super, super rare to have a no trade in the NBA. 215-592-9494. It's 94WIP HD1 Philadelphia. Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie, of course, as always, from the Tasty Cake Studio. Let's go to Mike right now. Mike, you're on WIP.
Not my answer, but John, you know what should make you feel old?
What?
Driving around in the sun and driving a lot slower because of the sun.
I think so.
Mike,
yeah,
Mike,
you're right.
It's a real thing, man.
I don't know, man. Not like this.
Dude, sun glare can be so dangerous as a driver. Sometimes when you're heading, Mike, when you go into a tunnel and you can't tell if the cars are all the way backed up as you go into that tunnel until you kind of get in there a little bit, that's a dangerous moment.
Do you have eyesight problems?
No, my eyes are good.
Are you sure?
Relatively.
I don't mean...
I mean, you know, Mike, I got Richie over here, and apparently you as well, doubting the power of the sun and the effect of society.
I think your eyesight and hearing should make you feel
old. How dare you? Mike, go ahead, buddy.
Hey, really quick, it's my son's birthday, and he listens to the podcast. I just want to really quickly give him a shout-out. My son, Santino, 13th birthday. Love you, buddy. He'll listen to this later.
There you go. Happy birthday, my man.
And speaking of podcasts, Joe, there's a great podcast I think you should start listening to. It would be very educational for you. It's called the Go Birds Podcast. And last night,
you're gonna say that. I'm gonna tell you. I'm usually busy doing something else. I don't know what it is, but something else.
Admiring your bananas.
There's only one left.
Go Birds podcast last night. James made a phenomenal point that I think is something that has not been looked at all. Here we are talking about potentially putting all of our eggs in one basket, the quarterback basket. There's no quarterbacks in the NFC for us to compete with. Like, again, this is just another reason for me to say, look at the 49ers. They have an average at best quarterback with a great team around them, and they may be going to the Super Bowl. And they have a good shot of potentially winning the Super Bowl. And I see the Eagles having a very similar blueprint, but our quarterback can be, I believe, and we all believe, has the potential of being more than average, better than average, not, you know, maybe a soup, maybe great, who knows. But if you put a team around him, it's worthwhile waiting one more year, put the pieces around him, let's see what his kid can do. There's no quarterbacks in that whole NFC.
Yeah, well, it's a lame conference.
No young ones particularly. Like, if you look at, like, the guys for the next decade, it's Herbert, Burrow, Mahomes, Allen. Like, those are the four everyone always talks about.
You still got to count Dak. He's young enough.
Sure, Dak would probably be the closest there is to that.
Yeah. Dak's the closest, but he's also got three stud wide receivers. We have one guy and two idiots that can't catch.
Yeah. And he's not at those guys' level in terms of, like, what you would want for the future.
Mike, give me something that makes you feel old.
You got it. I'm a big poker player. I recently turned 50, and I am now eligible for seniors events.
Oh, buddy.
That's funny, man.
Yeah.
We've had some really good answers today. Senior events, a good one.
Yeah.
John, I don't think we much talked about it because there was so much that went on in some of these playoff games. We didn't drill down on all of it. What did you make of Dak losing? And, I mean, I know San Fran looks like they're pretty good, so it's not like there's tremendous shame in losing to them, but after his injury, and it was a good half a season, he just wasn't the same player. What is he? What is Dak Prescott?
Yeah, heading into the season, the way they started out, it felt like he had truly, you know, taken that next step. And I don't understand why the stagnation occurred and regression occurred. And I don't know. I don't know what to make of that. I know that Mike McCarthy could very well be culpable, and that I think we all believe here in Philadelphia that, you know, we're kind of fortunate that he's the guy they decided to lead, you know, have lead that team. You got to tie the two together to some degree. You know, McCarthy, having had Aaron Rodgers, didn't have to hone his QB developmental skills the way a lot of people would. I don't know, man. I think Dak is outstanding in a lot of areas, but inconsistent.
I mean, is he more a 10th best quarterback than a 6th best quarterback? Is that sort of this?
The highs he had this season, you would have said he was a top 3 guy.
He looked like it for a little bit.
And then he just wasn't longer.
He wasn't. And he's still good. I mean, don't get me wrong. He's still good. He's a legit franchise guy. But
just makes some dumb choices at times, and again, that comes from learning and understanding. Yeah. And he's gotten a lot better in those areas, but he still has room for improvement.
6 years in, though, you know, six.
Yes, but I expect that he can continue to work on those areas.
Let's go to.
It seems like he does work on.
I mean, he's clearly improved. He's a really good player, but if Dallas thought they had a top 5 guy, they probably don't. They probably have a top 10 guy, which is fine, but it's not a top 5 guy. Let's go to Adam in North Philadelphia. Adam, you're on WIP.
Hey, gentlemen. Been on hold for a while, but I wanted to bring a couple things up that are not sports related that you were talking about earlier. The Simpsons aired December 17th, 1987.
Wow.
Did not have regular television until 1990. The gentleman who called about Mr. Miyagi, Ralph Macchio was 22 years old when he played in the movie. And the guy who played Mr. Miyagi was 52.
He meant literally the Karate Kid.
Ralph Macchio is older now than Pat. A lot of people tweeted that in.
I got you. Well, when he said the Karate Kid, we thought he meant the movie. Okay, I got you.
Yes. All righty. So my sports, the one thing I want to talk about was the Eagles. So I was seeing a couple things about Rager and Calvin Ridley. Would you trade Rager and possibly a third-round pick, because obviously we have the first three first-rounders that I think we should identify defense, but that's just me personally. Bring Ridley in, and then that gives them two brand-new teams.
Well, let me ask you a question, Adam. Let me ask a question, because there's a question that needs to be asked before I answer this. Is Calvin Ridley going to play?
You know what? Think about, did Lane Johnson come back from his mental issues?
I mean, yeah. So
Brooks come back.
Yeah,
it's one of those things. I really think it could possibly be maybe the situation that he's in. Who knows? I mean, somebody, you know, myself, I do suffer from, you know, depression and things like that. So I know what they go through, and you know, my heart goes out to them.
Of course,
it kills me knowing that they go, you know, something like that happens.
Yeah, and listen, my point in asking that question is, I don't know the answer of whether he's going to play. So it's hard to assess to what extent you'd give up pieces for a player. I mean, let's put it this way. Obviously, the Eagles would have to do their homework, and you'd have to work with the agent to find out what's going on there, because obviously something's going on that, you know, John, James, and I just don't have enough knowledge of to say, yeah, it's worth investing this level of whatever to give up to try to get the guy. Obviously, when healthy, he's, you know, one of the top 6-7 receivers in football.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't know. Rager just hasn't shown up. I still think it's an absolute mistake that they picked Rager over Justin Jefferson.
Well, of course.
I was super excited thinking, you know what, Jefferson's fallen to us, and I was ready to tweet out, let's go, you know, go Tigers, go Eagles, everything. And then when I heard Jalen Rager, I threw my phone, and I was just absolutely disgusted in that situation. That was the one thing I wanted to bring up with the Eagles. I really still think give Jalen Hurts a chance. If you get him another wide receiver to possibly work with, not only, let's say, Allen Robinson, hypothetically. You get Allen Robinson on the opposite side of Devontae Smith, and then you have Goddard as your tight end, and obviously you have Sanders as your running back. You have a pretty decent core right there. You have the best offensive line, personally, in the league. Take those the first three draft picks, identify defense, get a linebacker, maybe even two linebackers if possible, even get a defensive end, pending, you know, because obviously Graham's coming back from that injury. You can identify places that you need on defense. You're going to pick up a wide receiver possibly to complement.
One of the rounds. Yeah, I got you. Adam, give me something that makes you feel old.
I had quite a few things. The one thing kind of makes me old, and it drives me nuts when my son does it. It's funny he loses the remote, but I remember growing up as a kid, if I wanted to change the channel and I wanted to watch 57, I would have to turn the knob, knob to you, and then go to channel 57 to watch 57. And just knowing that remotes have been popular for these years, but remembering have to turn the channel.
You got it. I got you. So that was a long time ago, basically. Having to, you know, get up to change the TV, long time ago at this point. So he said, he had a phrase in there that cracked me up. He said, and Adam, appreciate the call. He said, I still think Justin Jefferson, drafting Jalen Rager over Justin Jefferson was a mistake. I'm like, you think?
Welcome
really?
To the party, pal.
Like, do we have to hit the breaking news center for that one? So speaking of breaking news, James has done a tremendous job in recent, I guess it's a couple of months now. Ever since he kind of, you know, let's just say when Spike got out of here, James grew a little bit, a little bit in his boldness.
Yeah,
I'm trying to phrase something in a way without saying a certain thing. Grew a little something, and so James is like, "I'm going to spread my wings and start playing the music I want to play on the show." And to James's credit, it's been an upgrade. The music James has been playing has been an upgrade. So we have this breaking news sounder, and we've been using it for about 4.5 years, maybe 4 years. You know, when something happens. We hit, James, if you would, hit the break. This is not for actual breaking news. I just want people to hear the sounder we've been using for a few years.
History, history, read all about it.
Now, I generally like it, John. This was your idea.
Yeah, I love that small paper child.
Yeah, harkens back to, you know,
like the 30s or
simpler
20s.
Times.
Or, like, yeah. It felt like when you watch The Little Rascals, like,
yes.
That's the paper boy that was on
yes.
for that kind
Correct.
Of stuff.
Now, here's the issue. I mean, it's come to my attention that there's the thought process that maybe we should freshen the show up a little bit and have not just a fresher thing, but something that for actual breaking news, like to me, that breaking news sounder, it's got a little bit of a joke component to it because we do think, I agree with you, John, you think back to before we were born and you know, there's some kid in the street running through with, you know, literally a newspaper saying, hey, extra, extra. You know, read all about it, and then someone pays 10 cents and buys a newspaper. All right.
But there's the thought that it doesn't provide the proper weight.
Yes.
Something like this, for example, a little more like, and that's a little, the way he says it is a little funny, but like the idea of that, like, you know, coming in strong, like we have breaking news.
Totally.
Here. Yeah.
Like, you know, like the Eagles, like if the Eagles trade Jalen Hurts this offseason, you might want something that has a little more heft to it. So what do we do as a show? Like, do we stick with the somewhat jokey, old school paperboy guy, breaking news sounder?
Can we record our own?
We can do anything we want to do. It's our show.
Yeah. It's our show.
I guess what I'm saying is put your thinking caps on.
Yeah. And I'd be interested to see what the audience thinks too. Like, do you guys like the breaking news sounder? Do you want something a little more?
Yeah. A little more oomph? A little more pop, a little more punch. Is it a little bit too jokey? Because, you know, I mean, we get a kick out of it, but maybe it's not. I mean, I'll tell you this.
I mean, we are like breaking news on a sports radio station, so you could argue it's a little jokey.
It is jokey. Like, I remember being on the air when LeSean McCoy got traded by the Eagles. It was shocking. I mean, I can't even, I can express because I think most people remember it. I mean, James, it was shocking.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
And so, like, if something like that goes down, and, you know, through the years it happens from time to time, something shocking. Do we want, you know, extra, extra little paperboy guy running through the street? I don't know. Just think about it. We'll figure it out. 215-592-9494 to David in Fairmount right now. What's up, David?
Hey, guys. You know, you obviously could not use that breaking news sounder for something like when Roy Halladay died.
You're right.
You're right.
You're right. It's got limitations in that regard.
It's a really good point, David.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. Listen, Joe, a couple of months ago, long ago, you hung up on Howard one day because he was mocking somebody who had expressed their own concerns about COVID.
Yes.
And I think, you know, I supported you for that. I certainly understand why you did it.
Yep.
My pushback to having Aaron Rodgers in Philadelphia is this, Joe. He deceived people about his vaccination status. He is not just a guy of low character. He's just a bad human being. He did not, you know, his decision not to get vaccinated, I think, is wrong. It just perpetuates the pandemic, people who make that decision. But to not have the character to stand up and say, I'm not vaccinated, and put the media members, put their lives at risk. It's just he is a bad person, and I don't want to root for him. I don't want to root for DeSean Jackson. I don't want to root for Riley Cooper.
I don't think he's a bad person. I think he made an unwise and selfish decision, but I wouldn't call him a bad person for that. Just
I think
my opinion. We have a different standard there.
Yeah, he put people's lives at risk, and he it wasn't a snap decision. He had time to deliberate.
Oh, he knew what he was doing. There's no doubt he knew what he was doing. Yeah.
Yeah. What makes me feel old, and this sounds like I'm pandering to you guys, and I'm not, WIP makes me feel old. I say that because, you know, I've been listening to the station since it switched over to all sports format.
Mm-hmm.
And the recency bias becomes apparent to you as you get older. And I'll just – and, of course, it happens almost every day, and you feel like you're more and more on the outer rim of the discussion. Here's an example. The other day you were doing questions about what lived up to its hype.
Mm-hmm.
And you had two events on the table that didn't win. One of them was Ali Frazier won, which was unquestionably the biggest single day sporting event in sports history.
No doubt.
In sports history. And the other one was the moon landing. You both and the first moon landing. And I remember, John, you had wondered if there had been great anticipation for that. And there certainly was. It was Kennedy's goal to get to the moon by the end of the decade.
Sure.
And of course, you know, so, and Joe, you had wondered, you can go to YouTube, Joe, and you'll find all the coverage of the network coverage that was on
I'd like
the day
to watch that. That's good stuff.
And you can hear Cronkite was superlative. He used superlatives like the biggest day since the dawn of man.
Wow.
And so, yeah, so it was that's available for you on YouTube.
Look, I think it's a fascinating answer. Younger hosts on WIP not relating to older events. I think it makes a lot of sense, David.
Yeah, love what you guys do.
Thanks, buddy.
Every day.
Appreciate it, man.
You're a great Nick.
Thanks,
great
man. You know, so it's funny because it frustrates me knowing that, John, in the future, there will be, and I'm not trying to get morbid here, but I've thought about this before, stars of our time that die 30 years from now.
Yeah.
And it's going to frustrate the hell out of me when, you know, there's going to be some guy that hasn't been born yet, or gal, on the air then, 25, 30 years old, that won't be able to give context. They'll be on the air, won't be able to give context to the career of, pick your guy, Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Joe Montana, Tom Brady, whomever. Mm-hmm. So I can imagine when a person from, let's call it yesteryear, dies, and we have only, you know, a marginal feel.
Sure.
Because we're in our 40s, I'm sure that is frustrating for an older listener. I mean, it makes sense. 215. By the way, speaking of older, you know what makes me feel old? I saw this week. Bob Uecker is 88 years old.
Yeah, I knew he was up there. It's wild. It's wild.
Bob Uecker.
He's still working, too.
He is working.
He's doing well.
Brewers announcer. Who knows what's going on behind the scenes, but he just seems like a great guy. He, to me, strikes me as one of those guys that who knows what's going on with his jeans, you know, inside, not pantsy wears. He seems like one of those guys who could get to 100 on the basis of a happy disposition. Because, John, it's rare to find someone that reaches 100 who's a grump. I'm serious. I am 100% serious about that.
Huh.
Just notice it sometimes. Like when the 100-year-old is interviewed on TV. Now, maybe it's because the 100-year-old that isn't interviewed is a grump. I don't want them here. Don't bring a news channel into my living room. But generally speaking, when I see 100, not even just on the day of the birthday, but you hear of 100 or 101-year-old, I generally find them to be a happy person.
There are studies about, you know, if you're happier, you live longer. People who are in relationships live longer. Like all that type of stuff. Like it's not crazy to think.
Yeah.
That.
Okay. Good stuff. Let's go. There was a celeb recently that died that was 106.
Really?
Yeah.
I know Kirk Douglas was like 102 or 104.
I think it was the guy. Let me look it up. I think it was the guy from Dead Poets Society. The
principal guy?
The main principal guy.
Really?
I think he was 106.
Wow. What a run.
And Olivia de Havilland lived to, I think she was 103 or 104 from Gone with the Wind. She passed away a year or two ago. But all right, let's go to Ryan in Newtown right now. Ryan, you're on WIP. Oh, he hung up on himself. He did. He hung up on himself. Call us back, my man. We'll get you right on the air. Joe in Reading. Joe, you're on WIP.
Gentlemen, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, this has been a depressing day just to listen to you guys, to say the least. And
oh, no. Why? Why depressing?
Well, I would just love, all the old talk and the people dying. And, you know, I would just love for Joe to stop being so obtuse talking about Aaron Rodgers coming to Philly. I mean, he's almost on the verge of being washed up, and the truth is, he's not even that good without Adams.
You know that Brady won, what, 3 Super Bowls between 38 and 44? I mean, it's not that crazy anymore, man.
Yeah, well, if we watch that playoff game, he didn't look that great anymore. I can tell you that, you know, that's the reason he wants.
But
to
Joe,
go to
he's
going to
be the MVP.
Devontae Adams.
Joe, he's going to be named MVP in about a week or two. I mean, the guy is still great. He had a horrible playoff game, but he is undisputably a great quarterback.
When you have the number one receiver in football as your best friend.
Look, it is what it is, man. I mean, whether it's Montana and Rice, whether it's Peyton Manning and Marvin Harrison, I mean, yeah, it helps, but it doesn't mean the quarterback's not great.
Well, either way, I'd like to talk about something a little more positive, and
sure.
I want to know when you guys are going to start talking about the draft. I mean, we're coming up here, a couple months coming,
yeah.
And I'm thinking we should take some defensive players, but a lot of this talk going back and forth, the last guy talking about Ridley, I was thinking, would you guys be upset if they used another first-round pick on a wide receiver?
Yeah, I lean toward yes. I can't say upset, but I just my instincts tell me I don't think it's the right position. That's my, but I could be wrong. It's where I'm at right now.
I would prefer.
If so,
experience.
Who are you looking at for that receiver?
Well, there's two different guys from Ohio State. I mean, there's options. The good news is if you want a receiver, there are multiple receivers, including the Bama receiver, that are all supposed to go right around there.
Calvin Ridley's Alabama.
Yeah, I mean, they got. I mean, Joe, it's not like the quarterback position as far as people are like, quarterback's not that great. The wide receivers are considered pretty damn good.
Yeah, well, I prefer we bring in a veteran. Trading back and get one of those guys in the early second round would be very nice. So,
well, that's another option. Joe, give me something that makes you feel old.
The joints of my body after I exercise.
Good answer, man. John, swear to God, I woke up this morning sore and I don't know why.
Well, and what did you do?
Well, needless to say, I did not exercise.
You did nothing and you were sore?
Yep. Swear to God, I woke up this morning.
Like muscles are sore?
I
What muscles are we talking about? And can we call them that?
Well, no. They're deflated. It's like one of those basketballs that's deflated. Like, that's what my muscles are these days.
Uh-huh.
All I can tell you is my first, and I'm not making this up, I'm being honest. My first thought this morning when I woke up is I feel sore.
Okay, and you had to do something. Again,
I didn't. I mean, I climbed in bed last night.
Your
I mean,
legs are sore. Your
yeah,
back
it was,
is
it was
sore.
A little bit all. It, it wasn't the back, but I would say the legs felt sore. I mean, you know, I got this issue with the shoulder. I think it might be how I'm sleeping. Something with the shoulder, but yeah, the legs felt sore. The arms kind of. I just.
Do you know what it feels like when you have muscular soreness from
working
exertion?
Out? Yeah, I do actually.
Okay, so it feels like that.
It wasn't that bad, but it was more than you'd expect. Maybe it's because of inactivity.
Oh, man.
I mean, I might be sore from inactivity.
Wow. Or maybe you're coming down with just like,
I don't know, man.
Chronic, like, I don't know, arthritic change or something.
It's possible. Anything's possible.
This whole conversation makes me
How
feel
would you
old.
Get arthritis?
Like, it's well, not I hope like I don't have arthritis.
Well,
I mean,
it's not like you're doing like repetitive movements a lot or anything. I mean, you could just develop it.
Yeah. By the way, I did wonder if I hurt my elbow a little bit, like, or the shoulder holding the book up in the bathtub, because I do that. John, some of these books I
oh
read
my
are
God.
Some
are
of them
you
are,
kidding
guys.
Me?
Some of them, if you have a hardcover, like
you injured yourself holding
a possible.
Book.
I'm just
holding a book,
dude. You do it for let's say an hour and a half. Let's say you do it for a month and a half straight. Let me say you do it almost
oh
year round.
Oh my God!
No, but it's not, James, it's not impossible. Let's say you have a 700 page hardcover book. Right? I mean,
no, not right.
I'm wondering if that is what injured the shoulder, because something's not right with the shoulder.
I pick my daughter up every day. Like,
no, I don't.
You know,
is that the only
what
thing
are you talking
that
about?
You've held? Is that the only weight?
Yes. Is that the heaviest thing you've lifted?
I suppose so.
Oh.
Yeah, I suppose so. The book.
Well, yeah. I mean, then
by the way,
probably a good
started
chance.
A new book last night on Stalin. We were talking about Stalin the other day.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, serious? It's a book on Stalin, FDR.
Really into Stalin,
well, it's on,
huh?
Well, it's on Stalin, FDR, and Churchill, and the three of them working together in World War II. It's pretty interesting. Read the first chapter last night. Hey, Twitter poll question of the day. LeBron James, of course, in town. So we ask, and the answer is definitely yes, but we ask the question, is LeBron James still the best player in the NBA? A lot of people have been telling me he's not. I think anyone that says that is flat out crazy. Is he still the best player in the NBA? A, yes. B, no. John says the answer is no. James says the answer is no. I say the answer is yes. John, where do you think the voting results came in on Twitter?
30% say yes.
15% say yes.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, you guys are disrespecting LeBron James.
No,
just
Joe, you're
watch
you
him.
Are dwelling in the past.
Just watch him.
Just watch Giannis.
No, Giannis hasn't passed.
Just watch Durant.
No, he definitely hasn't passed.
Just watch Steph Curry.
Steph then. Is the closest.
And Joel.
Steph is
and
number
B.
two. Steph is number two.
Just watch all those guys comparatively. Like, LeBron could be five.
I can't believe.
Actually, he's probably behind Jokic, too.
Guys, just watch him.
Yeah, LeBron's six.
Look, everyone watch tonight. We'll see tomorrow what people think. Let's go to so I just think people really got that one wrong. Mary Ellen's with us right now. Good afternoon, Mary Ellen.
Hey guys, first time caller.
Great,
good
thank
to be
you.
Here, J&J. I'll tell you why later that I'm a first time caller. It's what makes me feel old. But anyway, as far as the Eagles go,
yes.
I think they have too many holes to fill, and we don't want to waste time with the. Three first-round picks on a quarterback.
That right. seems
Dave
to be what that's what that's what most people are saying.
Yeah, he's promising.
It did crack. Yeah, because I disagree with people saying that. Yeah.
Your voice doesn't crack because you disagree.
No, it does. I have that capability. Yeah. No, John, I can. I got a lot of unique capabilities.
Joe.
I'm also used to voices cracking. I have a couple of boys that got me into this whole Eagles thing.
There you go. There nice. You go. Very nice.
Norristown teacher for 34 years. Norristown School District, also the Eagles.
That's great. What subject matter, Mary Ellen?
I was an elementary teacher and a reading specialist.
Wow.
Just retired. Graduated from Penn State University in 1986 and retired from Norristown in 2020.
Good for you.
So long time, but what makes me feel old?
Yes.
Started teaching first grade, and when I left, I was teaching the kids of the kids that I started teaching.
That's
at the beginning.
Great wow. answer. That, and a lot of teachers can relate to that. Yeah.
Yeah. When that first one comes through the door, you start to feel a little bit old.
You know what?
Phenomenal answer.
It really is. Mary Ellen, great phone call. Thank you for listening, and please call us again. That's good stuff.
Thanks a lot.
All right. What a good answer. And, of course, then there's examples of teaching kids, meaning teaching the grandkids, which happens. We had a teacher at the prep. I think he was there 53 years. When I was there, Dr. Hart, and
wow.
You're going to get grandkids. I mean, you just are. So it's anyway, good stuff there. Reading special, John. I had a reading specialist in third and fourth grade because apparently I was behind in the reading department. Yep, Mrs. Schultz from Penn Charter. She was great, Mrs. Schultz.
Huh.
Oh, good stuff.
How were you behind?
I don't know.
Bad reading.
Well, see,
like everyone else was reading, and you were still.
Well, here's what
struggling?
Here's what I think happened. So, first and second grade, I went to Norwood, and I was in a Montessori program. And so, the whole thing is, you kind of sort of police yourself a little bit. You're sort of out on your own.
And so, you were just not doing.
I was doing math, and I was doing maps, and then otherwise just kind of like hiding behind the pillar because I kind of knew like if the teacher's over there, run to the other side of the room. And, you know,
it
just being
like
me.
You've treated most of your schooling in a Montessori fashion.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
And I can't
like
think of
really
anyone
stuck.
Worse to be treated that way. It's
right.
like.
Yeah. Montessori yeah. for me was probably a disaster.
That started
mix.
You down
yeah.
the wrong path.
Listen, it also, but you know what? It spawned the creativity and the, you know, that general sense of like, let me figure it out. So, you know, it's like, hey, you do on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed that with and Penn Charter was great for that stuff. Penn Charter taught us to kind of like think outside the box. I mean, as you guys know, I went to like 37 different schools. All right, let's go to let's talk to David in Willow Grove. What's up, David?
Not much. How you guys doing?
Doing great, David.
I'm calling to correct John Ritchie a little bit on the moon phases.
Oh, please do. Oh, any yeah, correction please. On John Ritchie makes me very happy.
And I may have a bonus for talking about the memories, too, tomorrow or from yesterday. But as far as the phase of the moon, I thought the same thing that Richie said, that it's the shadow of the Earth.
Uh-huh.
But then that's what's called an eclipse. So a new moon isn't an eclipse every time. What actually causes the phases of the moon is the direction that the moon is facing towards the sun. The sun's only hitting one side of the moon. And how we're looking at the sun gives us various levels of the amount that we can see where the sun is actually shining.
Yeah, so John was totally wrong, is what you're saying.
So the Earth has nothing to do with the way the moon looks? Like,
well, our position on the Earth relative to where the sun is reflecting off of the moon has that. That's what actually impacts.
But it's
impacts
not like
it,
the
so, yeah.
Earth blocking it. It's actually just the sun, how much it's shining, completely independent of the Earth's positioning.
Yeah, because if it was with the Earth, it would be an eclipse.
This is great news.
Yeah, it's good. That's
it's not like you knew, Joe. Like,
no, but unlike John, I don't try to present it like I know the answer. My whole point was I don't know the answer.
Well, he thought he knew the answer.
Yeah, and he dogged me for apparently being an idiot, and he's the idiot because he's the one that knows what he doesn't know what he doesn't know.
A majority of people who have thought about it think the same way John did. Same with myself. It was one of those like weird trivia things.
You know, David, it's a lot like how 85% of people say LeBron's not the best player in the NBA anymore. I mean, sometimes people are wrong.
Yeah, sometimes people are wrong on that case, not so much.
All right, David, something that makes you feel old. What do you got?
When I wake up and I go down the stairs, I have to go down sideways now. My ankles and my knees won't let me go down facing straight.
Wow. All right. All right. Going down sideways down the stairs. What do you say? Aching knees?
Knees and ankles, he said.
All right. Knees and ankles. Let's talk to what's that song?
This is kind of a depressing.
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Yeah, yeah. I saw Christopher Walken do that one time. I think it was I think it was Christopher Walken on one of the late night shows doing the knees and ankles. Of course, then there's the My Neck, My Back song, but that's a very different song than the knees and ankles song. If you know the My Neck, My Back song, you know what I'm talking about. Let's go to JB in Chestnut Hill. JB.
What's up, JB?
Hey, guys. Great show as usual.
JB, you don't know the My Neck, My Back song, right?
And I do, but you probably don't want to hear me sing.
No, I certainly don't want to hear you sing it.
By the way, Joe, you have a little bit too much glee in hearing that John was wrong.
Oh, and maybe
John isn't – you act like John comes off as a know-it-all, but John actually continually thirsts for knowledge while you come across actually as snarky a lot to people.
I'm
giving you an unbiased opinion.
I appreciate that.
I don't like the start of this phone call, JB. I've always valued you as a caller.
Value intelligence and articulation, so you don't have much of a choice. So anyway, so my point of my call was, as far as free agent, if you were throwing Allen Robinson, yada, yada, if you're going to really take a stab at one of the free agent quarterbacks, if that's part of it, why would you not also go after – Chris Godwin's coming off injury. He's also a free agent. Could probably make a pretty good deal for him, right? You could fleece the Dallas, not fleece, but you can hurt a guy in your division in the Dallas Cowboys by signing Michael Gallup, who's also a free agent.
Yeah, but he's also only so good. He's not that good.
Yeah, but we don't need the best.
No, I get it. It's a reasonable point. Gallup would certainly be an upgrade. Sure.
Right. I think the team needs a bigger straight line body route runner, because you can't have two Porsches in the garage, right? You need a Honda and you need a truck, because otherwise they're just going to continue to break down. Like Devonta Smith is not going to be long for this league if he's the only target on this offense. He's going to be crumbled. Even James Thrash actually had a job while Deshaun was playing, because you have to, those smaller, faster guys need people around them. I don't know. You could even go after Juju Smith-Schuster, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He's another free agent. There's guys that you could get for, I think, a very reasonable price. Devonta Smith or Devonta Adams, obviously, that's pie in the sky. There's no shot of that happening. But I think he'll try to follow Aaron. But, I think there's out of that list I gave it, there's two or three guys that would be difference makers that would, I think, in the end, make Smith better and also make Goddard better.
Well, listen, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you 100%.
So you agree with me, and I kind of peed on your leg and told you it was raining.
Yeah, but you know what? I disregarded that part of the call. JB, give me something that makes you feel old.
I don't know if anybody said this, but we are now, and I might be wrong, but I think it's around 2000 or 2001, we have a full generation of kids who don't know who Mr. Rogers is. The dude's been off the air for 20 years. Think about that.
Well, it's a great answer. I just read, and JB, thanks for the call, man. So I just read this book on Mr. Rogers. I did not finish it. I found it a little dense, so I didn't finish it, but I pecked through parts of it. And near the end, it does talk about how Sesame Street had such more lasting capabilities than Mr. Rogers, in part because, of course, Big Bird's not a living human.
Yeah, Mr. Rogers ages.
Yeah, Mr. Rogers literally died. He retired and then he died. And, Sesame Street can kind of keep reinventing itself. But I'm telling you, so let me ask you guys a question. I've told you before that Mr. Rogers is my favorite public figure of my lifetime. Of all famous people in my lifetime, 43 years old, Mr. Rogers is my number one. And there's others I love, but he's my number one. John, in your lifetime, who is your favorite, whether you call it a celebrity or public figure, in your entire lifetime? Who's your favorite?
Holy cow.
I know.
I've never even thought about that.
I've never considered this.
Think about it.
It's almost impossible to pick one favorite. No. And if I were going to do that, it certainly wouldn't be Mr. Rogers.
Okay. Well, maybe you need till tomorrow to figure it out, but I'm curious. James, do you have someone that comes to mind for you?
I'm struggling right now. I'm trying to think right now of who I would go with as my number one. It's tough.
It is tough. It's very tough. It's very, very tough.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I need to think. About
it. Yeah.
I will have an answer ready for tomorrow.
I'm going to circle back to you guys. See if you can. I mean, I know that's a really hard one to come up with, but, you know, we all have people we like and admire, and I'm just curious if there's a number one in your lifetime. Let's go to TR in Winfield right now. Yo, TR.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, TR.
Hey, John, real fast. Watson and I mean, yeah, Watson and Hurts, right? Them two together. We was able to get rid of Minshew and do something with the picks, whatever. Would that be a good combination? Couldn't Watson be a good mentor, so to speak, or they had similar playing styles as far as they lay how they run?
TR, you get Watson, you get him to play.
And let Hurts learn, because he's only 23. Let him take the back seat for a little while. Not get rid of him. Let him take the back seat for a little while and develop maybe into something. And then when Watson maybe retires later, he's getting a little older, then possibly he take the controls then.
I think it would be impossible to make that work. They are pretty different, though, in their playing styles. Deshaun Watson is a lot more of a pocket passer than Jalen Hurts is at this stage. And Deshaun Watson, not the kind of guy who's going to make people miss, like running with the football. Jalen is a much better, running back type quarterback than Deshaun Watson.
TR, you got to remember also, man, Hurts probably, if the Eagles get Watson, would be in a trade to Houston to replace Watson as the starting quarterback. Not definitely, but probably. So, TR, give me something that
could work.
Give me something that makes
unlikely.
You feel something that makes you feel old. What do you have?
Quick scenario: my best friend made his first child in 1977. We was in seventh grade. I made sure I didn't have a kid until I was married, had a kid, and I did that until I was 35.
Yep.
Now I'm in a club with this same child. The guy now I'm having a drink with a guy that my best friend's son now.
Yeah, you know that's like, yeah, cool. Sure. Yeah, being in a club drinking with your friend's kid, that makes sense for sure. Absolutely. Similar to an answer we had earlier when someone talked about being a dad drinking with your kid. Similar sort of thing generationally. Let's talk to CJ right now. CJ, you're on WIP.
Yo, what's good, fellas?
Hey, buddy.
Hi, CJ.
So, we just saw Aaron Rodgers go down. I know a couple people just said it. You keep saying Aaron Rodgers. And I know it's not just specifically – it's not just Aaron. You can't get a better quarterback. I'm with you. I want a better quarterback. But this ties into my answer, what makes me feel old. Both of us are 43. And you could be the farthest from being cool with, like, your answers of almost anything. You're stubborn, like, I mean, an old
wait, CJ,
you.
So far from cool, like, the uncool gangster? Like, that uncool? Or?
Dude, you're not cool about anything.
Come on, CJ. CJ, about. See, you and me have never
favorite,
hung out. You and I have never hung out in a club together, man.
Your favorite celebrity is Mr. Rogers.
Absolutely.
Come on, dude. This dude would change his shoes when he walked in the house.
Yeah,
like,
but
on,
CJ,
man.
he was great,
like, you're
man.
You're killing me, man. Like, I'm like, dude, we're the same age.
CJ, I didn't say who would I rather go to a bar with, you know, Mr. Rogers or, you know, I don't know, pick anybody else in the whole world. But he's my favorite.
I would say Bob Barker before I say freaking Mr.
Nah.
Rogers.
Sure.
At least he punched.
No, I'd rather be in a bar with Bob Barker and have some of that Diane Parkinson there and all that thing and then find out those stories. But
I'm just saying, Bob Barker was getting women were lining up to kiss him. You talk about Mr. Rogers like.
Oh, I love him. Love
thing
him. Love him.
About Mr. Rogers.
So, CJ, I'm guessing you,
photo of him
you did not just read a book on Mr. Rogers like I did, right? That you skipped over that part, right?
I'm just saying. And the coolest thing I ever saw about Mr. Rogers was a Photoshop picture of him throwing the middle fingers up. That's it.
Well.
Like, I've never heard anybody say that.
All right, CJ, give me something that makes you feel old.
Oh, that's the answer. You make me feel old.
You.
All right, man. All right, CJ. Me. I mean, I'm an old soul. I get it.
Decrepit.
Yeah, I'm about all that. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie, Time's Yours is next.
One of the things I love most about my Parx Sportsbook app is that it's not just about picking which team wins when you place your bets. They offer lots of action and so many different ways to bet on individual player performances. It makes watching the game that much more exciting. In football, bet on passing and rushing yards. Bet on who scores touchdowns. Plus, with live in-game betting and their awesome same-game parlays, the Parx Sportsbook app is custom-made for you. And that's why it's the only sportsbook app I recommend. Sign up now, make your first bet risk-free on your favorite player or a player you're watching, or bet on any game. Download the app, get your first bet risk-free up to $500. Go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use my promo code JRWIP. Then check out Pro Football's first conference title game on Sunday, Cincinnati. They're plus 275 on the money line, and they're getting a whopping 7 points in Kansas City when they just won this matchup on January 2nd. I'll take the over on 54.5 points, too. Your risk-free bet is refunded in site credit. The website has all the terms and conditions. Do it now. Bet with the best. The Park Sports.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.